Page 38. Should I put this on my resume? Tips for what is important when you apply for a job. Are you a 5'7" woman who has 3 dogs and loves skydiving? Unless you're applying for a job as a dog walker or skydiving instructor, these details do not belong on your resume. Resumes should only include information that is relevant to the position, was requested by the employer, or makes it easy for them to contact you. Anything superfluous, hobbies and personal attributes, for example, should not be shared. While every situation is unique, and it's important to take the job and employer requirements into account, there are some general rules for what does and doesn't have a place on your resume. Number 1. Home address. Career coach Lavi Margolin recommends including your address. Not listing your address on your resume will make things more challenging for you, Margolin says. It will be an immediate question mark for employers as to why there is no address listed. Just make sure that you've done your research on the company to ensure its legitimacy before sharing any contact information. Number 2. Reference information. Never include reference information, especially if you don't know that you want the job, says Bruce Hurwitz, president and CEO of Hurwitz Strategic Staffing. Always speak to your references first before sharing their details with prospective companies. Number 3. A disability. There is a common and not unfounded fear that revealing a disability may lead to not being selected for a position. This makes the disclosure choice a difficult one, says Barbara Otto, executive director of Think Beyond the Label, a national collaborative aimed at increasing employment among people with disabilities. A resume is a springboard for you to give details about your skills, experience, and the unique perspectives you bring to the table. You should not explicitly state your disability, but you can weave in your professional experience and hobbies that may be disability-related. Then in the interview, you can use these achievements to break the ice about your disability if you choose to. Number 4. Grade point average. It's great if you graduated from college with a 4.0, but if you did so 10 years ago, it's probably time to remove your GPA from your resume. A person's GPA would normally only be listed on the resume if he recently graduated from college, Margolin says. If the GPA is below a 3.0, it is usually best to leave it off. In certain circumstances, a GPA would remain on longer. Some job listings require a certain GPA minimum. Number 5. Objective. Never put an objective, Hurwitz says. The real objective is to get the job. If it is too generic, it means nothing. If it is not a perfect match for the job, the employer will ask herself, why is he applying if he wants something else? It's a waste of space and has no advantage. Number 6. A photo. If you're pursuing a modeling career, it's understandable that you would want to share a photo of yourself with the prospective employer. For most other jobs, leave the photo off. If information isn't relevant to a job, you wouldn't include it. So, why would you share a photo when your appearance has nothing to do with the position? Number 7. Quick response code. QR codes are growing in popularity as a tool to connect employers with a candidate's portfolio or LinkedIn profile. If you're submitting it online, skip the QR code. But if you're handing out hard copies at a career fair, for example, including one might help you stand out. And don't just include a QR code for show. It should link to something interesting and applicable. Connecting the employer to an online replica of your resume or a poorly written and sparsely updated site Won't score any points. Word bank. Resume. Carlos is making changes to his resume because he plans to start applying for jobs. Superfluous. Your essay would be more interesting if you left out all that superfluous information. Attribute. Rachel has many lovely attributes. She's friendly, honest, and kind. Legitimacy. Don't use information from that website in your report unless you're sure of its legitimacy. Disability. Evan is blind, but he became very successful in spite of his disability. Disclosure. You should avoid disclosure of personal information to people you meet online. Explicitly. Josh never said explicitly that he didn't like Paul, but we all knew it was true. Break the ice. When Lily meets new people, she often tells jokes to break the ice. Generic. Describing Leo as a tall, middle-aged man is too generic. I still don't know what he looks like. Portfolio. If you want to become an artist, save everything you do as part of your portfolio. Applicable. Diane's advice would work in America, but it isn't really applicable in Asia. Sparsely. School meetings are sparsely attended by the parents. More information. Skydiving. Springboard. Bring something to the table. Quick response code. QR code. Replica. Talk about it. Have you ever written a resume? What information did you put on it? Will reading this article change what you put on your resume? Explain. What other information do you think should go on a resume? What should you not put on a resume?